This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the last hour of 2017 for the What's on Your Mind broadcast. We're turning that calendar, tackling 2018, be off on the New Year's Day holiday, but back at it on Tuesday for you. It's a Frank Friday edition of the program. That means two things. One, all the bumper music is by a Frank. We have lots of Frank Sinatra Christmas music for you today. And we're welcoming your Frank talk. Let's be frank. What needs to be said here about 2017? What needs to be said about what we do in 2018? One fine example was that last comment from someone married to a teacher saying, hey, I love the dashboard, love all that, but we need it for school board administrators as well. There's a little Frank talk, right? Our school board and administrators, are they being judged? Are we looking at their benchmarks? Are they getting better? Partly, I guess, yes, because if you're looking at graduation rates and some of the other things we talked about, some of that would have to be on the administrators and school board in addition to the teachers. But I think benchmarks for them is okay, too. Good idea. That's a good example of Frank talk is what I'm getting at, though. Okay? That's exactly what I'm saying. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can dial us locally at 258-0550. I had a woman call me during the break. She thought she was calling the studio line, but she called my number, which is you can text us. We can't take your calls normally, obviously, but we welcome your text. For me, 367-2054, and for Todd, 226-8503. Her comment had to do with the high rate of students attempting suicide. And she said that she thought in most schools, most students were left out, that there was a small group of students who were sort of the hub and the center of activity, sort of the in crowd, those are my words, but the majority were on the outs. And that's what leads to hopelessness, attempted suicide and all that. So that was her take on that. Enjoyed the conversation, as we do with all of you. I know that study we talked about with Kirsten Baszler relates to education, and it tells educators what their kids are thinking. This is a national study. And there was some positive stuff in here because students were taking part at lower numbers in the most recent survey. Drinking, tobacco use, distracted driving, underage sexual activity, and whatnot. But the numbers that were up were attempted suicide from 12 to 14%. Electronic bullying was up considerably, as well as hopelessness. And I want our teachers, our school systems, to be aware of this and to do everything in their power to bring those numbers down. I'm glad it's really being dealt with in the way of a crisis. But can I give you some frank talk? I don't think we can expect teachers to fix that problem. I think parents have to fix that problem. And unfortunately, too many parents outsource that stuff to the schools. Oh, yeah, I got a call about this. I got a call about that. There's a problem. I mean, are you engaging with your children? Are you spending some time? To me, the two words make the difference. Be present. Be present. Do everything in your power to be present for them. In other words, I'm trying to be preachy here. Just trying to give you some advice on areas that I think could help. that if you're hearing me talk about over 1 in 10 students attempting suicide, 3 in 10 having a feeling of hopelessness, do you know that's not your kid? Do you know your child is not completing that survey feeling that way? The only way you could know is if you are present. And by present, I mean not, yeah, there's food on the table, they've got clothes, they got a, you know, roof over their head. Things are good. I mean present in connecting with them. Their phone away, your phone away. How was your day? One of the favorite things I did with the kids, we don't do it anymore because they're not little anymore. 2 college students and 1 freshman in high school. But every once in a while, I could still get them to do it. Say highs and lows. Highs and lows for the day. And they would sometimes groan, you know. We'd do it around a dinner table like, oh. But it was amazing the conversations that came out of it. And you know, a few warning signs can go up there every now and then. That's something that's bugging them or whatever. So, you know, whatever you choose to, however you choose to engage, just engage. Just get under the hood a little bit. Just spend some time. Be present for them and really understand that. Can you imagine a child in a North Dakota school checking a box? They've attempted suicide, and we know 1 in 10 kids have, and mom or dad have no idea. Have no idea. That's probably one of the saddest things I can think of. 3 in 10, hopelessness. And mom or dad don't know. And there's all kinds of mental health criteria there where they're going to, you know, mask that or hide that or whatever. But I believe if you engage, if you're a parent, just be a parent. Get under that hood. Find out what's going on. Ask questions. Be a pest. You'll be much better off. Some texters weighing in on this. Thank you. Well said. It starts and ends with the family. Society is only as strong as the individual families. And it is amazing how life just crowds out the time to have some one-on-one time. School activities are crazy. The amount of things you're running and gunning and doing. I'm not trying to suggest this is all easy. I'm just saying I would hope hearing data like that, 1 in 10 attempting suicide, 3 in 10 hopelessness, North Dakota kids, we have you go, oof, it's not my kids, it's not my grandkids, is it? What am I going to do? Make sure they're not. Another texter says, every night we have a family supper and pray. Each person says one thing they're thankful for, and absolutely no phones. No phones. No kidding. Great idea. Anyway, there's a little bit of Frank talk for you. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Let me know. Peter in Fargo. You got some Frank talk for me?
Yeah, Doug. Happy Frank Friday.
Happy Frank Friday to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and just give my opinion on the Roy Moore election down in Alabama and that he's not contesting it. Just that I don't think that every news station is characterizing it that well. You know, it might not be a certainty that he comes out on top, but what this will show a lot of people, you know, going into 2018 is that there is steps being taken, you know, disenfranchise Christian conservatives. So I think, you know, I encourage everyone to just pay attention and, you know, see how this all plays out and stay tuned.
Yeah, good idea.
I'd like to know your thoughts on that whole thing, too, but I got to get back to work. I appreciate you guys' show.
All right, Peter, thank you. And I would just say, look, Al Franken, those 2 words, Al Franken stole an election in Minnesota. Stole it. That was grand theft larceny of a United States Senate seat. And we've had him instead of Norm Frank, Norm Coleman for 300 votes and some very shady behavior. It happens. It absolutely happens. I don't know enough about the particulars of Roy Moore's allegations, but I 100% with you in saying we ought to have full transparency, get to the bottom of it and know. And good point to do it ahead of 2018. So I'm certainly with you there. Texter says, my Frank Friday talk, frankly, this is just the best radio station. I feel lost when you have guests take over for your well-deserved time off. My resolution would be to make that first phone call instead of texting. Probably get broken. Happy New Year. Yeah, we were probably 3-1, 4-1 text versus calls. Todd and I always lament that a little bit. It's easier to text, we get it, but we love chatting with you, so make that a priority in 2018. We love it. Thanks for the kind comments about the show. More after this on What's On Your Mind. Let me have it. Little Frank Friday.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I encourage every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Collected every 5 years, this census is the only source of comprehensive and impartial agricultural data for every county in the nation. Those who serve farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, including researchers, agribusinesses, extension educators, and others, rely upon the results. So whether you're rural or urban, working thousands of acres or just a few plots, your information matters. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. So please be sure to respond when you receive your census later this year. To learn more about the 2017 Census of Agriculture, visit www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay. They were keeping their sheep.
I think if I had my pillow next to me, I might take a little nap. Beautiful song by Frank, but it's causing me to be a little sleepy here. Frank Friday. I'll listen to that. Isn't that beautiful? There we go. Crank that up, man. I got to have a look.
Born is the King of Israel.
Christmas continues. We're here to celebrate through the Epiphany here, folks. On What's On Your Mind, so the Christmas music is still going. Gotta love it. I'm not. I don't need the nap anymore. I still need my pillow, though. And you do, too, because right now, the 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March of 2018. The buy one, get one deal is on. Our friend Mike Lindell has invented this pillow that is, it's unbelievable, folks, how many of these pillows have sold. Per capita, I think North Dakota is numero uno, the amount of my pillows. We thank you for that. It's a better night's sleep, which means better health. So if you want to take care of yourself in 2018, better sleep equals better health. And the buy one, get one deal is on right now. So you buy one, you get one, and they'll give one to a person in need through the Mike Lindell Foundation. Homeless shelters do a lot of venues where kids are staying there, and at-risk kids and different homes. They get the extra pillow. Just for our listeners, when you buy one and get one, someone gets one. There's a give one, give back that Mike's doing, which is really great. Besides the pillow, my pillow mattress, the mattress topper, the bed, that has the comfort layers, the adaptive layers, the support layer, five individual zones for targeted body support on that, and the comfort core that cushions your body for proper support, isolates movement. It's awesome. They send it to you in a box, a bed. So the mattress topper, the bed, the body pillow, the go-anywhere pillow, the travel pillow, they got them all. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. That's the number, 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right? Somebody just sent me a snapshot of crude oil. It's 60.16. We like it when it hits over 60. I assume that's a number dipped a little yesterday. I saw all kinds of stories. Oil down, oil down. Yeah. Let's see. Oil down to me means oil at 40, not dipping from 59.6 to, 58.9. Oh, my gosh. Fake news is everywhere, folks. You got to watch it close. But we love that. I love seeing that $60 number on oil. There's no doubt about it, especially when it is combined with the takeaway capacity now added with the Dakota Access Pipeline and the disappearance of the differential because of our ability to get that oil to market. Add to that other oil plays having challenges, like the Permian, in their takeaway capacity. 60 is the new 90, based on the efficiencies that have come the last year or two in that industry as well. So when oil gets into the 60s, stays into the 60s, you're going to see a level of activity, development, investment that will be mind-boggling. Really will. Good times. These are very good times. Fun to watch. Texter, emailer rather, says, I'd love to go to Norway. What was that tour company name? I didn't understand it. That was Juven Tours. Carol Juven is the, he's the Norway wonder. If Carol puts your tour together, you're just going to go to all the best places. You're going to meet the best people. He has been over there 150 sometimes. I think 159 trips since 1967. Personally escorted over 48,000 persons on tour in 98 countries on five continents. Just think about that. The King of Norway bestowed on him the coveted St. Olaf Medal for his dedicated work for Norway and USA relations.
kind of cool. So you want to meet the people. You want to see what you want to see. But I think you're referencing, as I talked earlier, about a New Year's resolution that I was suggesting for folks to do something I did in 2017 I'd never done before. Go to Norway. Go over the big pond. Never been to Europe. Hadn't been there. And sort of didn't really have a desire to. My wife wanted to go to Norway and family there. And so we said, we'll host this trip and take some listeners along. And it was incredible. It was really awesome. So I just mentioned that. Also talked about an English paper our daughter had written about how travel makes one richer. And she kind of, she's only 14, but she's describing in this paper, you know, I used to think stuff. I had to have stuff in this shirt and that, and nothing. Buy that plane ticket. Nothing compares to travel. So, to answer your question, Carol Juven's your guy. Juven Tours. J-U-V-E-N. And he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trips coming up in May, June, July, and August. They start. And they are awesome. They're just awesome. You could just try, no matter which one of the six you pick, you're going to love it. So what did you want? Oh, you wanted the tour company name. I told you that. Then Juven Tours. Here's the number if you want that. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. Texter says, my name is Frank. Well, that's good. Perfect person to weigh in on Frank Friday. I agree 110% about parents being present. However, I feel that as a parent, we need to do a better job of preparing our kids on dealing with bullies when they are young. This way they have the knowledge to deal with bullying before it gets out of hand. I try to teach my kids to stand up for themselves and to go to authorities. I don't want to raise victims. Yeah, I use that line with my kids a lot, especially our son when he was younger. Don't be a victim. Don't give me that, you know, I mean, that is a curse of all curses. That builds liberals is what that does. You know, I need this, I need that. Oh, my gosh. That's not the, that's trouble, 100%. But one thing stuck out in your comment, dealing with bullying. I have to say, I don't know that I have enough sympathy on that front. Because I just kind of say, well, you know, no, I wouldn't let anybody bully me. I wouldn't, you know, and if they're being a jerk, I'm just going to say, you know, that reflects badly on them. I don't know that that's the best way to tell your kids to handle it. But I think dealing with it, at least talking that through, is a good idea.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVE starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly.
Frank Friday, lay it on me. What do you think needs to be said? Just be frank. Dispense of that North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana nice. And just what Fridays are for. We're cutting to the chase. Get right to it. 800-228-0550. Got Frank Christmas music. And we want you to be frank. 800-228-0550. Here's Bruce in Fargo. What's on your mind, Bruce?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and yours and Todd and Annie and all the bunch. I have two comments, actually. One on the Frank Friday, but I wanted to tell you about the MyPillow. I've been hearing you and Todd talk about it for, gosh, over a year, I think. And finally broke down and did it, and I gave it the Honest 30-day trial, and it is awesome. Awesome pillow. I cannot say enough thank you.
I hear that from so many people, and every once in a while I hear from somebody and say, you know, I liked it at first, but then I don't get it anymore. One thing you need to do is just tell you this, you know, the instructions they give you about washing them, and also the secret sauce in the MyPillow is the interlocking fill. Okay, so that's how it adjusts to you. After you wash it, you kind of pull it apart, and then that interlocking fill works again. So there's a couple of maintenance things to keep doing to keep that. Because when I got mine, I thought the exact same thing, Bruce. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is just so different. I sleep so much better. I used to get kinks in the neck all the time. So I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I drive for a living, so it matters. the Frank Friday thing, my fiance and I, we try to, you know, be good Christians and help people when they need a hand up. And I'm really kind of getting jaded to where I don't want to help anybody. I've been trying to rent a room out for people that are trying to get their lives together and what have you. And it seems, well, it's been five people in a row. They wind up being drug users last night. The doors were nailed shut. It's like, people, if you want a hand up, there's people that are willing to help you, but dang it, don't take it for granted. It's just crazy.
Yeah, although I don't think I'd let that dissuade me from wanting to do good, right? So, yeah, there's going to be people that, in that case, it sounds like you got addictions and, you know, whatever, mental health issues or whatever. That doesn't make all people bad. It needs some people that are
down on that. It sure does make you want to, it makes you want to just back off and not want to try because you don't know anymore.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I do. I would just say, look, I'm wanting to help you. I want to give you an opportunity to have a place to call home, and this is what you're doing. Get your stuff together. Get help. You know?
Yeah, the laws protect them where they can do that. They can squat in there, and you can't do anything about it. And these people know it. They take advantage of you. It's crazy.
I hear you. Appreciate the call, Bruce.
I was just saying, just don't look a gift horse in the mouth, folks. Thanks, Scott.
Good advice for folks. And I would just boomerang a little advice to say, don't assume a few bad actors. I mean, everybody's bad. Caller came in off the air.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for the Christmas song.
Sure.
Scott, have you noticed this year that there's a lot less of it being played this year that I've noticed? Thanks.
I haven't. I don't know. My wife loves Christmas music. She has this ginormous collection, you know, on the computer at home and when we're in the car. And so if I don't hear it on the radio, I'm hearing it from her. So I'm in the Christmas spirit. But it's there if you want it. When you say less of it played, I don't know, on radio stations, you're listening to the wrong one. We've been doing it straight through. So can't really tell you there. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the Energy of North Dakota. Check that website out when you have a moment. Find out about the amazing innovations that are driving progress for generations. We want that, don't we? We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. And the amount of technologies, I said earlier when somebody brought up the fact that oil inched up above 60, that 60 is the new 90. And by that I mean, if oil's at $60, the amount of profit being derived from that to put back into more rigs and everything else is where it used to be. It took you to, you know, $90 oil to get to. Why? Technology. Advanced technologies that North Dakota's oil and gas producers are using. And they make all that happen. The innovation, the jobs, the careers, the, you know, production that protects our land and wildlife for generations. And, of course, there's new technologies on the horizon. So there's a very bright future for generations. This is brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. To find out more, visit energyofnorthdakota.com. Energyofnorthdakota.com. What else have we got here? Email and a text, and let's get some more calls in here. 258-0550 on Frank Friday. What do you want me to know today? 258-0550. Start your New Year's resolution early. Call the show. Email her. I would like to call in, but I don't want my voice recognized. Both of my older grandchildren tried suicide. One tried cutting, and the other made it sound like they had a gun. Both of these were a load of blank. The one who tried cutting did so because they aren't at the center of attention. Something will happen, put them there. The other one did it as a ploy to get out of trouble. I've lived through suicide, as that is how I lost my first husband. I remember all the stress and worry that we as a family went through trying to get him back to mental health, only to have him shoot himself. So now those two are part of those statistics. I am totally empathetic to anyone dealing with these issues, but being a survivor of suicide, it makes my blood boil when someone uses it for some selfish reason. They don't have the smallest idea of how a family suffers trying to keep this from happening, and the immense pain if it does happen. Well, thank you for that, and I don't doubt that some people are saying they are attempting suicide or doing so. Well, first of all, that people attempt suicide as a cry for help or attention or something else. The survey says I've attempted suicide anonymously. So less chance you're doing it to say, I want attention, because nobody's going to know. You know what I mean? But I take your point nonetheless. I think there's some of that out there, and, you know, that deserves attention too, right? Sue and Mandan, you're next on Frank Friday. What's on your mind?
Hi, is that me?
It is Sue? You.
Okay. I didn't think of this in time when you had the DPI head on, but we pretty much dispensed with Common Core, or at least changed its name. But are the kids in math class still diddling with dots, bars, boxes, and cubes, and having to explain their answers instead of just being able to move numbers around, you know, adding 5 plus 3 and getting 8? I think that that could be pretty depressing.
Not sure I understand what you're saying. In other words,
are they still doing the new math that came with the Common Core? It was not true math, and it takes up pages and 20 minutes instead of 5 + 3 = 8. You know.
Yeah. You're just. You've got a question specifically related to the to Common Core, not necessarily to the dashboard they're using that we talked
about. No, not the dashboard, just the education. You know, all really sounds good. I appreciate it, and I think some of the things they're using with tech and the ideas that they're, you know, about getting your hands on in learning are good. I just wonder what their math requirements are. Is it still this bumbly math instead of real math?
Yeah, good question.
So that's a concern.
Bumbly math, was that your line?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the first time I've ever called it that, but, you know, it's kind of what I think of, you know.
No kidding. Good question, Sue, and, you know, I've been a while since we've done something on Common Core, so we can add that one to the list for 2018, just to kind of find out.
Yeah, I know they don't want to call it Common Core because that brings up our shackles, of course. But, you know, even if they've actually gotten rid of Common Core, do they still have to do this bumbly math?
Yeah, good question, Sue. Thanks for that. We'll try and get you an answer, okay?
Okie doke, thanks.
Thank you. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Texter says, we talk about parents teaching kids how to deal with bullies a lot. What about the parents of the bullies? How can they be educated? I think that's where it needs to start. Not a bad thought, although I would have to ask you, what do you think the success rate on that would be? Student, bully, confronted to say, you got a son or daughter that's bullying, we need to stop this. Guessing, going to get something like that. Not my daughter, not my son, but the effort's there. Good point. I'm both are important, is what I would say to the texter. Both are important. You know, in my, and I said this earlier, I don't know that I'm very good at this, and I've heard versions of this with our kids that, you know, come home and I'm just like, ignore them. They're jerks. You know, I mean, they've got some kind of ick in their life. They want to drag you down into that. And the worst thing you can do is engage. Don't let them be successful in having you think less of yourself. Now, I'll admit that's a little crass. It's a little, maybe unrealistic to think that you can just tune it out. Do adults tune that stuff out? Well, when somebody's being critical, or is it a coworker being a jerk or whatever? I don't know. But either way, engage. No doubt about it. Engage. And I would hope parents of kids that are the bullying type would have some empathy to say, that's not how I want my son or daughter to live life. Is to make the lives of their fellow students miserable. Please, don't go there. Don't do that. Texter says, Scott, yes, they are still doing the dots and lines in math. As a parent, it upsets me that my child is confused when I try and show her how to move numbers around because I don't understand the dots and the lines. Thanks for that. Texter says, the best way to deal with bullies that I found growing up was to punch them in the nose. Whether you won the fight or lost, the bullying stopped. All right? There you go. A little advice from one of our listeners. Final segment of 2017 when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Creek, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@kraftelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
How about getting into the new year without the chronic pain? Joint pain? Knee pain? There's me. Lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain. Stop and listen to Stem Cell Health Institute. Has come to North Dakota. I've had this done. There must attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain. Regenerative medicine. Find out all about it in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Get signed up at 1-888-973-1560. Go online to stemcelltherapyforpain.com to learn more. 1-888-973-1560. Do what I did. Start the new year without that chronic pain.
Darn right. Thank you, Todd. Back on What's On Your Mind. Last chance to get a little Frank Friday talk in here today on the program. 800-228-0550. Political Magazine. History Department. Politico is fake news, usually, just so you know. Asked the question, was 2017 the craziest year in U.S. political history? I don't know that I'm equipped to answer that question as far as all of U.S. history. But I will tell you this. It was the craziest year in political history in the time I've been on this earth. No doubt about it. Not even close. Mainly because, well, let me go. First person I voted for was Ronald Reagan as president. Ronald Reagan was governor of California and then went on the national stage. He was an idea guy. Did commentaries and did work even in his time as an actor with the Actors Guild and the union and went out and sparked conversations. You know, again, he was a man built around ideas. Pretty awesome. But he could fairly be called a politician. Right? George Bush, 41, comes after him, same thing. He's been around the political world a long time. Son of a senator, the whole deal. Bill Clinton, governor, attorney general, political animal from Arkansas. George W. Bush, son of a president, grandson of a senator, whole deal, same thing. Governor of Texas, runs for president. Barack Obama, a little bit non-traditional in that he's community organizer, basically a lawyer, activist, launches that into the Senate, and president, but a politician. And then there is John McCain, Mitt Romney, and others, same thing, governor, senator. Donald Trump runs for the highest office in the land, first time running for anything ever. He wipes the field of 16 Republican household names, most of them. He defeats the Clinton brand, and he goes on to be beholden to no one and just do what, I mean, it's incredible what the guy's accomplished in becoming president, just that, let alone now as president. So I'd say, yeah, 2017 was the craziest year in my lifetime, politically, whether or not in history, I don't know. But interesting, a fun way to spend a little time thinking about that. Forum newspapers today. I think it's a Williston Herald story that's running in some other forum newspapers. Talking about Congressman Kevin Cramer mulling a run for a Senate. Don't really see anything new in any of this. You know, they claim that on Wednesday, Cramer admitted he's not just flirting with the idea, but giving it serious consideration. Did anybody doubt that it was serious consideration? That's not new. Said as much many times here. Every time he's asked about it, he anticipates announcing a decision by January or February. He's said, you know, as much before, early in 2018. I don't know, but I've heard him say February before. I've always heard him say after the first of the year, after the tax reform passes. And then it goes on to say that, you know, Tom Campbell's in the race, and then these other people were considering in the race and then not. I feel like the story's been written 1,000 times. I don't, you know, what's new in this? Rene Jean, writing the story for the Williston Herald. Here's a memo to reporters. Get out of your comfort zone and just get beyond the usual stuff and give us something worth reading. Man, there's a lot of just nothing. Newspapers are filled with nothing. You know what I mean? Sort of human interest stories that are, you know, in my mind, not news. They're okay, but they're not going to. So there's my frank talk about the state of news media. One last text for the day. I was bullied, says this listener. The kid that was doing it was one of the biggest in school. I stood up to him, and we became friends, still are, 20 years later. Pretty good. That goes to Jamie's point, the best way to deal with the bullies, punch him in the nose. Whether you won the fight or lost, the bullying stopped. He added, I would also add the person doing the bullying usually lost the fight. Okay. Well, there you go. So, we covered a lot of ground today on a Frank Friday. We're easing into the holiday weekend, and we'll be back for 2018 for you. Right here, Todd, Manny, Nolan,
Scott.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year, guys.
And almost, our anyway.
God bless
getting
you.
Close.
See, to serve USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, two for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, two for $5. Daily Express Sub Selects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun chips, two for $4. And Santa, don't forget Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear too. And the 4 for 4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and two cookies, four items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035. You're listening.